peace, greetings, love, and honor to everyone. Thank you for tuning in again to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. And as many of you know, we broadcast from Washington, D.C. That's right, it is Wednesday evening at this time. And we're so happy, excited, and just delighted even because of our guest today. You know, when you hear about young black males, they have been stereotyped just too often, always making the headlines when there's foul play or there is something negative or just in maybe an arena of sports, which is good news, and maybe entertainment, which is good news. But for the most part, the average black male that is walking the streets today, if he messes up, you're going to hear about him before the sun goes down. That's why we're delighted today, because we have a young black male who is representing many across the country, across the world. I mean, we're talking about a high achiever. We're talking about a young black man that has played by the rules growing up. He has listened to his parents. He has listened to good counsel. He has listened to those that saw and see his potential, and it is paying off. So we are so happy that he has taken his valuable time to come to us tonight and to share his good fortune in hopes of influencing others who may have maybe self-doubt or what have you about also being a high achiever. It's our pleasure to introduce to many and introduced to a few in this area, I'm talking about my brother, Tabari Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you?
I'm doing great so far, you know, just living life, to be honest.
Yes, indeed. We invited you today because, again, when young black males are doing something great as you are and have really put in the time and really have developed yourself that has created so many opportunities, man, you need to be heard, little brother. You need to be heard by not only our podcast station but many, because there are others that are going to look up to you and that are going to say to themselves, if he can do it, I can do it. First of all, let's find out what we're talking about. You are still in school. Can you tell us the name of your school, or will you tell us the name of your school and what grade you're in?
My school is Kip DC College Preparatory Academy. High school in Washington, D.C., and I'm in the 12th grade. I'm a senior right now.
I see. And when did you start going and attending that school?
2018.
All right. So today is 2021, almost 2022, and as you stated, you are a senior. When will you graduate?
June 2022.
And going to a preparatory school, that's different from a public school. Can you describe the difference, if you know the difference?
Well, when it comes to preparatory, I just know, you know, that specific high school just prepares you for college, you know, so you can achieve your goals and, you know, get better in the future in terms of, like, you know, majors and, you know, class and, you know, all parts of your life. When it comes to that, and public, in public you can still go to college too. But I mean, I don't necessarily know like all the like, you know, how they roll, you know, how they like teach their students and all that. But I mean, you know, I know what my preparatory school does, and I'm just thankful that I'm, you know, in the position I am.
Absolutely. Now you have gone to public school. What was the last grade you attended public school?
Public school. It was around like middle school, probably like fifth or sixth grade. I think it was sixth grade year. You know, I experienced that, and you know, it was pretty solid.
And I would assume your parent or those that are in charge of your education and your guidance had you leave the public school and then go to the preparatory school. How did you feel about that? I mean, that was like several years ago. You were leaving your friends. You were going into a new environment. Do you remember how you felt when you understood you will be going to a preparatory school?
Well, okay, correction. The public school that I attended was Kip Will Academy. It was actually during my seventh and eighth grade year, and I had a few friends that were really close to me that we actually went to the same school. Like, at one point, it was a time where I was at this summer camp, and these group of people that I associated with wanted me to come to their school, and I kind of, like, rejected their offer because it was people that I already knew from my wheel school that I wanted to go to school with, so like, you know, I could be comfortable with them and, you know, I could know who they are, and it's just like only right for like a young middle schooler to go to this new high school with their friends, so like they get a experience together and just enjoy the high school experience.
Absolutely. So it sounds like when you first heard about the idea, you was like, I may not be interested in it. Did I pick that up right?
Are you talking about for the preparatory school or the
I'm saying like when you were first introduced to the idea, leaving the
right.
public school and uh-huh. attending a preparatory school, were you in favor at first or not? It sounds like you just described you were not really in favor.
Oh, no, I actually did want to go to that school because, you know, I really went because of my closest friends, just to know. Just to stay around them, stay close to them. I was good with that.
Okay, so you were explaining that these close friends, they already were in the preparatory school?
Yes, they were in my class from 7th to 8th, and we all went together to that preparatory school.
Okay. So it was an easier transition because you did
way
know,
easier. Right.
Yeah, some peers, and that makes it pretty easy when you don't have to start all over making friends and things like that. So your first year in preparatory school, how do they prepare you for preparatory school? And you said a preparatory school was for preparing you for college. How did your first year go?
You know, it was kind of challenging, you know. Some of the work was kind of new to me, like something like algebra. Like I had to like learn about it real fast and like, you know, get right with it because, you know, if I was failing, like I would have had to go to a tutor. I had to go to office hours and like, you know, really like go through the math. And then that was the only subject that really like was challenging me. Everything else was fine. It was like math was like the more challenging subject when it came to your algebra, and you know, I got through it and things turned out well.
What were the other subjects that you took when you first got there?
It was English, science. I took gym, strength and conditioning, and I took I think I took art, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no,
I see.
What was it? It had to do something with the computer. It was digital arts. Yeah, digital arts.
I see.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that, I think, like, you sound pretty brave. You know, all students are, you know, different. All students face different things in their backgrounds and their situations, but that first year really, you know, after you get past that first year, then you kind of know what to expect the next and the following years? What is the big difference from the public school besides the academics? I mean, do you go on Saturdays? What is the big difference that stands out for you going from a public school to the preparatory school?
Well, I mean, it's the office hours aspect of everything. It was like more like advanced slash. It was kind of longer depending on the teacher that you needed help with, and like the environment was different. It was a lot of more new students, and the population was like, it was like around 600, 700 people in the school. It was just different, and I really like, I was surprised by it, and I enjoyed the experience.
Oh, that's really good. That makes things a little easier as well. Education, how do you describe getting an education? You hear we, the grown-ups, just like I heard all the time, get an education, get an education. And when I was a child, or much, much younger as you are today, and, you know, that subject was given to us, my attitude, looking back, should have been far better than it was. I didn't go to a preparatory school. I did graduate from a high school. But education, you're still young. How do you describe education to yourself and to others? If a 7 or 9 year old asks you, why is education important? Or they may ask you, is education important? What would be your honest answer?
I feel like, you know, as a black man, like, we got to get our education so we can, you know, gain a lot of knowledge and, you know, really expand our knowledge into, like, changing the world and, like, you know, just knowing the simple things to take care of yourself and, you know, just really, like, learning about everything so you'll be set for your future. And, like, you know, you'll, you know, certain things in school is, like, you know, it might be challenging, but, like, you still got to, like, learn certain stuff so, like, you can get through school, because school can be, you know, sometimes kind of hard for some people, but, you know, you can't really give up. It's, like, you know, I feel like education is really just to, like, set you up for the future, and, like, you know, when you're on your own, you'll know what to do for yourself. And, like, once you, like, if you, like, if you're successful with school, like, you'll put yourself in a better position, like in college or just in real life, period. That's why I feel like education is important.
Absolutely. We're talking with Tabari Muhammad. Tabari Muhammad is representing not only himself, but there are many high achievers. There are many young students from all walks of life that speak just like our guest tonight. And they're just unheard. They're unsung heroes, especially in the black community. We hear too often about young black males, and society has really stereotyped a lot of young black males, and that's why we're delighted this evening with our guest, a high achiever, who has just told us about education and understands it very well. Tabari, have you always felt like this about education, or did you come to acquire a better understanding as you just articulated the meaning of education, and you articulated that to us? Have you always had this understanding or embraced that, hey, education is the route to go?
You know, as I grow older and, like, you know, gain more knowledge, I'll understand things way better. But, like, when I was, like, much younger, like in elementary school, you know, preschool, I really didn't know, like, what the point was, because, like, I feel like I was just there to, like, just to be, like, around certain students and, like, around my parents and all that. It's just, like, you know, As you grow older, you become smarter and you understand things better, because that's what we all go through at some point.
All right, young man, I tell you. Tabari, how old are you?
17.
Oh, no. Are you talking with the wisdom of a much younger person? Who are some of the role models that have helped you come to this great understanding of education, whether they're in your family, your school environment, any favorite teachers? Who has really inspired you and influenced you in your thinking? Because you're right on point. When you're talking about education, how it opens up doors and opportunities, you are so correct. Any role models you want to shout out to for giving you advice and guidance?
My mother and my father for, like, pushing me and, you know, helping me out on certain topics when I was, you know, challenged, and they didn't want me to give up. They just kept pushing me for me to be great, and the work has paid off, I can say that. And the other idols I would say is probably like all these National Football League players that, you know, went through school and they had to go through the same process that I'm doing right now, and, like, you know, they balled on and off the field, and it just really, like, told me, like, if you want to be in their shoes, you got to do the same thing that they did to be successful. So I'm, like, I'm just really, like, inspired by that. And I'm still, like, on a roll as we speak.
Yes, you are on a roll. And that's why we invited you here tonight, because you're talking about things that have paid off. You are in a position now, and it's really good that you listen to your parents. Most teenagers, it's well known, if the parent says go to the east, the child goes to the west. If the parent says stand up, the child sits down. But that proper balance, as you gave credit to your mother and to your father, any school teachers, any friends, anybody drop some jewels on you besides the pro athletes, any one friend or teacher that has tapped you on your shoulder and you really, really heard them?
I'm trying to think.
Any books you have read? How about a good movie? And you popped your finger and said, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, it was like depending on the, I mean, I would say, I mean, we all know what TikTok is, and we got, it's an app that, like, shows people, like, that, you know, show themselves and express themselves on certain topics of life. And, you know, I run into these pages where it's, like, motivational quotes and, you know, speeches about you persevering and not giving up and just reaching for your goals. And as soon as you start believing in God and just keep pushing through, you'll be successful. It's just about, you know, persevering and, like, not giving up, and you'll get where you want to be.
That's great advice. Tabari Muhammad is our guest, and for any student, regardless of your age, as the young brother just said, perseverance, not giving up, and mostly believing in God. Just keep pushing. Keep on the grind, no matter what, because obstacles are going to come. Challenges are going to be there. You're not going to get a smooth ride. But as Tabari Muhammad is saying, keep your eyes on the prize and keep pushing. And indeed, I really like how you said, believe in God no matter what. And the outcome is success, and we're going to talk about his success and why we invited him here tonight. Of course, it is to influence anyone and everyone listening, because, again, we all get to those stop signs in life. But a red light will turn green. A stop sign, you look both ways before you proceed, and you keep on going. This is Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. You can find us 24/7 at www.blackonblackunity.com. We have about 10, sometimes 11 pages of radio shows, all profanity-free. We do it all for you, and you can find all kinds of information to guide us, to lead us, to entertain us, and to help us through our days, our nights, and our evenings. Tabari Muhammad, a 17-year-old who has listened to his parents, took advice from his parents, and it has paid off in a big way because now doors are opening. They haven't even finished opening for him. Tabari, let's talk about that a little bit and find out, as a 12th grader, what's your status now? You're getting ready to graduate, and I think you said June 2022. You'll walk across that stage. They will hand you your very well-deserved high school diploma. Do you have any ideas, or where do you go from here, sir? What's happening in your life?
Currently, I'm working on my full-ride scholarship with Wheeling University in West Virginia. I plan to continue to play football in college and, you know, continue my education, just to continue the whole journey, period.
So you mentioned playing football. You're in school right now, and you have, did you tell us you have a scholarship at Waverly? Did you say that was in West Virginia?
Yes, ma'am, Wheeling University. Like
Wheeling. Wheeling, right. Thank you. Now, what did you achieve to get a scholarship where they are offering you to come to their college? What is this high achievement, sir?
A great GPA, great SAT scores, and, you know, I just kept praying to God, and he blessed me with a great opportunity.
Well, let me be the first or the 100th to congratulate you, and I mean that sincerely, because it takes a lot of discipline, it takes a lot of structure, a lot of determination, and that's really good. You got a scholarship. What did you get your scholarship for?
It's currently for academics, but I plan to visit the university so I can get a offer athletic-wise as well, so I can have a spot on the team.
And what type of sports? You mentioned football. Are you playing football in your high school now?
Yes, ma'am, but our season has already ended. We ended up being conference champions. But we hit a wall and we got eliminated the first round. But, you know, I love my team. You know, I appreciate my coaches for giving me the opportunity to, like, you know, play for them, you know, show my talents in front of the world and all that. You know,
absolutely.
I'm just glad that I got the opportunity. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Big props to you again. The name of your team, sir. Shout out that team.
Kid Panthers. Go Panthers.
I see. Okay, that's really cool. And what position did you play on the team?
I played wide receiver and defensive end for that team all my years there.
And tell us how you feel about football.
Man, football is a great sport. It's a great team sport. It's really exciting. You know, it takes a lot of hard work to get where you want to be, ultimately in football. But, you know, it's all about, you know, staying consistent and keep grinding until, you know, you just can't do it anymore. It's just, that's really it, you know. But, you know, I'm committed. I'm committed to the grind, so, like, I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing when it comes to football.
From 1 to 12, how much do you like football with football being 12? I mean, from the way you like it, rather, being 12.
I like it a million.
Oh, you really like football.
Really,
yes,
do.
Sir. Okay, so you got the scholarship from the academics, from you utilizing your brains. Any particular subjects that help you get this scholarship?
Subjects? I would just say all of them, because I've stayed consistent and, you know, talked to my teachers when I needed help, and they got me through it, and You know, I when I applied for the scholarship, well, when I applied for the school to get accepted, I put in all my information. I got blessed. I'm just thankful for it.
Okay, so you're applying for, did you apply for one school or others?
I applied for others, but that school reached out to me pretty much the fastest, and they gave me a full ride scholarship like 2 weeks later.
Wow. And how many other schools did you reach out to, and did they also come back with offers?
I got two other schools that accepted me, and that is Cheney University and Johnson C. Smith University.
That's just great.
Johnson C. Smith is in North Carolina, and Cheney is in Pennsylvania, and I'm just happy that I got accepted.
Absolutely. You should be happy because you're telling us hard work does pay off. Did you have any major challenges? Like you said, sometimes it got to where, look, I don't know how to do this. I don't know which way I'm going. Did you ever feel like you want to quit?
Not at all. I just kept believing in God, kept praying, and he paved the way for me. Not even my parents, like, you know, they don't even see me as a quitter. They always see me as a winner because the best thing is, like, quitters never win and winners never quit. That's what I go by, and, you know, that's what I've always stick by, and I just kept moving forward. Never look back.
Man, you can't beat that because we are hearing, witnessing that it's paying off. Come fall, you will be, taking on even more greatness, putting yourself in the right place. Now, I want to go back to the sports, but before I do, let's talk a little bit more about the academics. What is your ultimate goal graduating out of college? How do you want to see yourself today?
How do I want to see myself today?
Today, like looking at your future, when I graduate college, I want A, B, C, D. What would you want? You say it today, you get there, and who knows? You could change your mind, and there's so much out there for you. But as of today, do you have an end goal of what you want to do when you graduate out of college?
My end goal, to be honest, for right now is to make the NFL and make a name for myself. Cause I feel like I could do it. Like, it's, I don't think it's really that hard. You just gotta, you know, outshine everybody, outwork everybody, and you know, you'll get there. It just, you just gotta believe in yourself, and no one believes in you. And it doesn't matter where you come from, you can still make it. Cause I feel like I was gifted with great talents, and I just wanna show it all to the world.
So we're talking to Tabari Muhammad, who obviously has a passion for football. And we're going to ask in a few about other sports that you may have a passion for. But let us again go to academics, because we know that you can play sports for so many years before you have to lean at something else. We're looking at Tom Brady, for an example. I think he's like 41 and 42, and the GOAT is still on the field, you know, doing his thing and showing the world that taking care of yourself, eating right, and whatever he's doing, it's paying off. How do you feel about that, sir?
I mean, to be honest, he just wants to be the GOAT. He just wants to be the greatest of all time. And he doesn't want anybody to break any of his records. He just, you know, I feel like the reason why he's so great is because he was such an underdog, and he got picked, like, in the NFL draft. He got picked 199 by the Patriots, and it really, like, driven him to be the best ever, because he really thought he was better than everybody else. But it was just the fact that, you know, he was underrated, and he had to prove to everybody that he was the greatest ever. I feel like, you know, that number that he got drafted by really, like, set the edge for him.
You got that right. Mm-hmm. Because watching him today is just amazing. to watch Tom Brady do his thing. I can't do nothing but give him big props. They're the current Super Bowl champions, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he is just one of the most outstanding players of all times. And, you know, he just takes my breath away. I wasn't a real Tom Brady fan at first, but he played a game with Atlanta, and Atlanta was ahead in the Super Bowl game, 20-something, and everybody basically cut their TVs off until we woke up the next morning and found how Tom Brady, at that time still playing with the Patriots, came all the way back and won the Super Bowl game. I couldn't talk bad about him anymore. And then what he did when he went from the Patriots to, I think he's on the Florida team now. So I love to give props where they, you know, where they belong. And he is certainly the greatest of all times, one of the greatest of all times indeed. Now, let's talk about the academics. Again, the sports world only lasts but so long. And in the academic fields of endeavors, the scholarly, you know, things that you are excelling in, what are some of your favorite subjects in school besides sports? And sports is not bad at all, but we want to hear the other side, why the school gave you the scholarship or is offering you the scholarships. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I would say English, because I've always maintained an A through the years, and I feel like I get that from my mother, because she's always maintained an A, and I'm really thankful that I had the ability to even maintain that, because some people really struggle with English, and like I'm just glad I really like I'm successful in that area and in school.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, we're talking with Tabari Muhammad. Tabari Muhammad has just been offered three different schools, and he has chose to go to, did you say Wesley?
No, I didn't commit anywhere. It's just an offer for right now. I didn't commit anywhere. Yeah.
Okay, so you're still kind of feeling them out?
Yes, I'm just keeping my options open.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Are those the only offers that came in?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Well, I think it's fantastic because June 22 will be here really, really soon. How do you feel about leaving your parents and friends and going off to college if you have to go to college in another area? But I want you to hold that thought. We're going to a quick commercial. We're going to news you can use with Carlton Thompson, and he'll be on to tell us the 411 on whatever we're getting ready to hear. Keep it right here, Neo2X Radio, the voice of the people. And we'll be right back in a moment. It's news you can use.
Good evening to everyone. My name is Carlton Thompson with News You Can Use. Recently, rap legend Heavy D will be honored with a statue in his hometown, located in Mount Vernon, New York. Late rapper, producer, actor, and singer, who was born Dwight Arrington Myers, was born on May 24, 1967, in Mandeville, Jamaica, and grew up in Mount Vernon, New York. He then went on to be one of hip-hop's most popular figures in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Heavy D and his hip-hop group, The Boys, signed with record label Uptown Records, releasing five albums and three of them going platinum. Sadly, in 2011, Heavy D passed away at the age of 44, suffering from a blood clot in his lungs. The statue will be named after one of his albums that went platinum, Peaceful Journey. Gone but never forgotten, rest in peace, Heavy D. On to our next story for today. Ladies, surprise the man in your life with handsome handmade Asian silk neckties designed and created by Eddie Johnson. These attractive, eye-catching ties are online and priced to meet your budget. See for yourself at his website, and you too will agree. The real look and neckties are handmade Asian silk neckties by Eddie Johnson. Visit today at www.tiesbyeddiejohnson.com. That's www.tiesbyeddiejohnson.com. If you're interested in a personal design, give him a call at 202-526-3610. That's 202-526-3610. Once again, my name is Carlton Thompson with News You Can Use. And now we go back to radio program Express Yourself with your radio host, Sister Nia Tuex.
Thank you, Brother Carlton Thompson. Indeed, we're back with our guest, Tambari Muhammad, coming out of Washington, D.C., going from public school to a preparatory school. And in that school, he has really established himself as a high achiever. And being a high achiever has really paid off. If you're just tuning in, he gave the credit to God, his parents, and really himself, having the self-confidence, having the motivation, and having the ability to listen to good advice and take good advice. There are a lot of people that give good advice, and a lot of people are hearing it, but they don't move out on it. But it's paying off for Tambari Muhammad, who basically has the world at his feet in as far as the directions that he can go into establishing a future for himself, meeting great people from all walks of life. He sounds well-grounded, very, very confident, very determined, and yet you can hear the humility in this young man who is making us all proud, and he represents, again, many, many, many other people around the country that, too, deserve to be heard, to be listened to be understood, and to be emulated as far as young black males especially who get such a bad rap. But there are young black males that Tambari Muhammad, who will be graduating June 2022, which is next year, next month. This is December 2021. And we are just so honored and proud and congratulate you, your family. And, of course, we praise Almighty Allah God for allowing you to be yourself. And I think what you're getting ready to do, you just don't have the full idea of your greatness. Your passion for basketball, I'm sorry, football really, really stands out. But speaking of other sports, do you like other sports besides football? Because we got it with your passion in football, and we'll go back to football to hear some of your stats that you have achieved in your school. Any other sports you like, young man, and why?
I've played basketball, soccer, I've done boxing, I've done swimming, I've done kickball, dodgeball. I just love it all, to be honest, besides probably like baseball, because like that's just like, you know, least favorite. But, you know, in terms of all this, I like all of it because like it's really fun. It can really like help me build like my athleticism for football, for like for the main sport, and like I just really appreciate that. you know, I can use those skills to translate to the football field.
Now, back to baseball. Baseball is a great sport. I used to play it when I came up. Softball, baseball, knocking the ball on the bridge. If we knocked that ball on the bridge, that was considered a home run. And look at the money in baseball. But it does seem like today's youth are not attracted to baseball. Can I ask you why you don't seem to be attracted to baseball?
I just feel like, you know, it just really doesn't interest me as much as everything else. Like, when you see it on TV, it's just really boring, you know? It's really boring. You know, it's really like, I see that home run. That's cool, but it doesn't really excite you probably as like everybody else. But, you know, baseball is cool. It's the right sport for the right people. So, I mean, you know, it'll be there for whoever wants to play. But, you know, baseball
is baseball.
It's
not for Tabari Muhammad.
It's just not for me.
You sound like you like golf.
Golf?
Tennis.
I mean, it's fine. Tennis is fine, too. I mean, I just really haven't, like, took it seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, any in sports, any favorites? Who stands out for you? I understand Steph Curry just made history last night. Have you heard the news?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, this young man, you know, I think he broke Ray Allen's record. Your thoughts, young man?
I mean, he's the greatest shooter that God ever created. I mean, I didn't even realize, like, I don't even watch the NBA that much anymore, but he was going to break something at some point because I've been watching him since I was in middle school, and he's incredible. Like, his craft, like, the way he works and, you know, all the hours he puts in the gym is, like, really crazy, you know. Like, you know, I think practice really does make perfect because, you know, that's all he really does is perfect his craft. And you see why, you know, the practice has really done really good for him in the games. And, like, he's just the greatest sniper to ever live pretty much for right now.
And no doubt about it. Breaking the record of Ray Allen, we're going to get that number for you in a minute. But it is really outstanding, Steph Curry. And, you know, the many, many young people that do look up to him, and what you were mentioning, again, hard work. There's nothing wrong with hard work because hard work plays off. Do you agree? I'm not hearing you,
yes.
Sir. Oh,
yes,
sir.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Yes, sir. So we'll come back to that. What advice do you give young people that they may have challenges where they think like you, but because they are maybe in their household, they're going through things that would make them embarrassed if other children knew, and yet they have to keep their eyes on the prize, if you will, and they want to be high achievers, but they have so many distractions. They have triple the challenges that other children have, but they have that burning desire to be successful. What do you say to them, Tabari Muhammad?
What advice would I give to them?
Yes, sir.
You know, all I would really say is keep believing in God. And, you know, just focus on what you really want in life, and all your, you know, struggles and problems will go away, you know, because to be honest, like, you know, you can have problems, but you can still have, like, an outlet to, like, take your mind off of it, like football, basketball, something like that, whatever you want to do. And, you know, I get what you're coming from when you say problems and on all that. I feel like, you know, you just gotta, it's more about focusing on what you want than, you know, what you already got. It's like, focus on the good and the bad. Even if it's in your household, it's like it's just better to be that way because, you know, it really like takes your mind off of the bad. So that's what I would recommend.
Absolutely. Yeah, just stay focused. You know, deal with whatever you have to deal with, but don't lose your goals. Don't lose sight of your goals. Certainly don't throw down the towel. And like Tabari Muhammad says, quitting is not even in your vocabulary. Out of your vocabulary. Figure it out. And the best advice he gave was to turn to God first. He gave that first and foremost. And that's what makes you so special, young man, to just be on the planet 17 years, understanding, developing a special relationship and bond with the Creator himself. You can't go wrong. Back to our main man, Steph Curry. He played 789 career NBA games and broke the record from Ray Allen, hitting more three-pointers than anybody in history, and the number being 2,974 times. So big props to that young brother, also demonstrating, showing hard work really does pay off. Is that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said boxing. You even like boxing. Are there any boxers out there, male or female? And I want to talk about female boxing from your perspective and just keeping it real. Boxing, do you have any favorite boxers from the past or currently? Boxing has changed so much today. I don't even know who the heavyweight champion is today. Do you?
Right. I do not either. I don't even watch boxing like that either. I really just catch up with football. But I know one thing. My dad really enjoys watching this one fighter. His name is Terrence Crawford, and he's I think he's like the lightweight champion of the world, WBC, and all these other conferences of people that he box. You know, I watch his highlights. He's actually, you know, pretty good. He's really feared by a lot of boxers out here these days, and my dad really enjoys watching him, and I've seen his highlights, and he's pretty fierce, and I don't think anybody would want to mess with him, to be honest.
Yes, sir. On the female side in boxing, undefeated Clarissa Shields. She keep your eyes and ears on this sister. She's undefeated. She's from out of Flint, Michigan. She talks it, but she walks it. She's undefeated, and she's really trying to bring more attention to female boxers. How do you honestly feel about females in boxing?
I mean, it's totally fine. At least it's like legal to fight as a female because, you know, you got to be experienced. You got to get the technique. But whatever you want to do with your life, go strive for it. There's no judgment over here, especially for me. Like, whatever you want to do with your life, go strive for it. Like, you could probably be the best at it ever in life. So, I mean, I don't have fun with it at all.
Yes, sir. Just make it happen. We're talking with who? Yes, right. Tabari Muhammad out of Washington, D.C., on his way to not only a future in sports, but as he goes along and developing more skills. How do you feel about the technology that's upon us today? I mean, technology for a person my age, this is really brand new to myself, and the way technology is going. I mean, you're seeing people go to outer space more. People are doing different things with technology. For an example, they're driving trucks with no drivers and cars that are parking themselves. How do you see technology in the future, Tabari? Or how would you like to see technology in the future? Do you have a thought about that?
To be honest,
I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, having your own car and it can drive itself. But you still got to be aware of your surroundings, I feel. And another thing, you know, people make this whole fantasy about flying cars and all that. I mean, if it was a really happening, that would be nice to see. Yeah, technology, I love it, man. It's really cool. I mean, I like the features and how everything works. I mean, whatever happens, and we just gonna have to stick with that.
Okay, so you're not intimidated about it or not. Maybe 10 years or so, would you ever take a trip in a rocket, I guess, going around the Earth? Because these trips are being looked at more and more. There are groups of people, in fact, that are going to Mars, and they don't plan on coming back. They want to go to Mars one way. They don't want to come back. They want to colonize that planet. And as mentioned, there are others that are just want to take a trip around the planet or the moon or whatever and come back. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? It's kind of like shocking because, you know, Earth is somewhere that you can breathe. And, you know, I don't know about Mars. Like, I don't know. They just gonna have to prove it back to the world about it. Yeah, but that's interesting, you know.
You're right, because they are, yeah. There's a lot of trips that are being already taken. A lot of them are without astronauts, but outer space is being explored more than it is making the news. And again, they're going to offer already, there are people that just came back, in fact, from taking trips this year around the universe, you know, looking out of their windows and looking at Earth, the planet that we're on, and just being in outer space. And as you mentioned, there's so many things going on with Mars in the planning stages to create oxygen on Mars. How so? Well, the trees on this planet, if we didn't have trees, we would all be dead because the trees give off carbon dioxide. And this, you know, we exhale carbon dioxide and we inhale oxygen. So they are planning, scientists are planning to plant enough so that they can create this atmosphere. And they're cold-blooded serious. This is not just talk. The leaps and bounds that are taking place in astronomy and science is just mind-blowing, but they are taking place. And I think, Tabari, the thing that really gets me is this group that has committed themselves to go to Mars and don't want to return to Earth. They want to go to Mars and live out their lives, establishing whatever they're doing in these laboratories to have a new life existence on a nearby planet. But, of course, with the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, this is not new for those that come under that great, powerful teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad when it comes to Mars. So it's just interesting the future holds for people like yourself. You're so very young at 17. You have not only the whole world in front of you, but you have the entire universe. So as you are digging into your subjects of sports and your academics, you know, keep up with current events because you'll be in a position to influence current events. I mean, the way you're going, you are certainly walking in the shoes of a leader, which means you have say-so, which means you have power, which means you have a decision at the table to help others along the way who are and will be looking at you to absorb some of that wonderful, humble confidence. You have a humble confidence about yourself. You can see. You have vision. And it's just really, really good. A big shout out to your school again. We praise Almighty Allah God. We praise Almighty Allah God. And we praise Him for your parents and your friends, even that, you know, said, hey, come on, won't you go to this school? Because it is really going to be okay. So, any parting words to the students of the future? I mean, you did give us parting words or, you know, information for them, but we are at the end of our interview. Is it anything you want us to know about Tabari Muhammad? In other words, be on the lookout for Tabari Muhammad. Are you going to wear a certain number on that jersey? What is your number, Tabari?
Oh, right now it's 13. I'm just trying to think on what number I'm going to wear in college right now.
And you're pretty certain you'll be on that team?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. And you're going to break records and get in the NFL. I mean, like you said, it's not as difficult as one may seem. You did say that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Any particular team? Tabari, who's your favorite team today? Now, don't have me hanging up the phone on you now.
Dallas Cowboys.
All right, my man, Tabari Muhammad. He really likes football. Oh, okay. And your dream team that you would like to play for, would it be Dallas or any other team?
It would be Dallas for sure. Dallas.
It would be Dallas. Why do you like the Cowboys, sir?
I was just raised to be a Cowboys fan, you know. I just stuck with them ever since.
Okay, okay, a true Cowboy fan indeed. And on that team, you would be playing what position?
Wide receiver.
Okay, all right. And your quarterback now, how do you feel about him? Is it still Dak? Is Dak still your quarterback?
Yes, he is. You know, he has his ups and downs, but I still believe in him.
I see. He's still your man.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, your parting words for tonight, and let's let it be on academics. There's nothing wrong with sports. Nothing wrong. But sports, you can't play as long as you can in a career. If you had to choose a career other than sports, where would you be leaning toward today? Because you're very young. You're liable to change your mind a lot. But if you had to, what is some of your interests in academics?
Academics. I would be doing broadcasting / like journalism on sports because, like, I'm really, like, into it and I can really be talking about it with, you know, other celebrities around the world and getting paid for it. Like, you know, sports shows, so stuff like that.
You know, Tabari, pretty soon in the future, you'll be talking sports from another planet. I'm telling you right now. Right now, as we speak above our heads, I think it's 250 miles, maybe 275 miles, there's the ISS, the International Space Station. They have a space station right now as we speak over our heads. So I want you to, you know, continue to pursue your dreams and pursue your goals and keep your eyes and ears wide open because there are so many other opportunities that we can't imagine on this one interview right now, but they're out there and they have a seat for you at the table to do what you do. It's Tabari Muhammad, 17 years young. And again, we thank God, we thank his parents, and we thank you, young man, for being the example that no matter what, How would you close this interview, young man?
Keep believing in God. He will pave the way for you.
Yes, sir. A fitting, fitting ending indeed. We thank you for your time, for coming to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. And we are so honored to be a part of what you're doing. And we'll contact you in just a few months to catch up with you and to see where you are. Keep it right here, Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. And we want to thank Carlton Thompson for giving us news you can use. Thank you to the audience. And thank you to our very special guest, Tabari Muhammad, and to the Most High God, of course, first and foremost, and to your family. And I didn't mention, as we are getting ready to leave, Tabari Muhammad is the son of radio host Jennifer Jalencia, and you know her show here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. Her show is Healing for Humanity. So enjoy your evening, everyone. Thank you again for listening. Tune in again right here at www.blackonblackunity.com. Were you saying something, sir?
No, ma'am.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Peace to you.
You too.